Well, as you know, we're out and about today live from DG Foods and Press Coffee, and Grace with the buzz has tracked us down and found us and is a part of the madness going on
this
morning.
Let's be fair, I don't think I've ever seen Grace so eager to come into us on a Friday.
Oh, come here, I'm the Grace extra buzzing full of Press Coffee, so I told you not to be giving me coffee.
See, I thought, when you went up for the coffee, I initially thought you were going to go for the Vernagno option, right? But when we learned what this was earlier in the week, I thought, hang on now, it's far from that I was reared.
Far from that I was reared. Are you joking me? Oh my God, coffee in our house was literally like that dusty.
Oh, the dusty, the percolator or the press down. What's the word I'm looking for?
Oh my
thank
God.
Oh, okay. Never about the press down. Thank God for press coffee.
There you go. Oh my God, with your percolator. Go away. We're worlds apart.
Grace, listen, great to see you this morning. Happy Friday to you. Friday, so, what's going on? Where are we going today?
Right. So, I have a very important birthday request today. So, I want to wish Waterford Youth Arts a very happy 40th birthday.
40 years.
I know.
I cannot believe
that. And there
that.
Was you trodden the boards as a youngster.
I'm just
and she's still a youngster.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you sound for that. Checks in the mail. No, I'm just going to go down memory lane here because I'm going to get emotional about this because when I first got involved with Waterford Youth Arts, it was Waterford Youth Drama at the time. I remember I was that age, I was 13, and you know when you're kind of making new friends at that age, and we started hanging around with this really kind of cool gang, and I remember them saying they were in a play, and I was like, oh, what kind of play? And it was Waterford Youth Drama at the time. Every summer they had a summer project and they were all involved in this, and at the time I can remember it was called Requiem and it was directed by Horatio Mihaiu. He was a Romanian director. And I just thought they were all so cool going off to their rehearsals and everything. And when I went to see the play, it was like just something went off in my head.
I want to be a part of this.
Yes, because my parents had thrown money at everything when I was a child to get me into hobbies and things. And now, thank you, Mom and Dad. They were happy. I'd come home saying, such and so said I should join soccer. So football went up to football club. Grand. No, not a hope. Terrified of the ball. Grand. Then somebody else said...
Conkers.
Terrified of them too. And my father varnished the Conkers out in the garage for us to try and reinforce them. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
But then I decided to join Scouts. No, I was afraid of being outside and I was useless at not.
I wasn't great at that either.
Oh, I tried everything. Karate, you name it. And nothing seemed to stick. And I didn't have a particular talent for anything. So I was just like, am I just...
Or so you thought.
Or so I thought. I was like, am I just... destined to go through a life of talentless shrill. No, yeah, but yeah. How did we not know it was drama for me? How did we not know that
the signs were there, Grace?
They were there. They were always there.
Ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly. So I remember going, I need to be a part of this. So I think it was the following September they were enrolling. So I was like, sign me up. So that was it. Every Monday night down, I think it started in Olive's Hall and then it went down to the Manor. We had amazing shooters. We had Ollie Breslin, who was, everyone knows Ollie.
Man of renown.
Oh, Marcus Quinlan, Jenny Grangel, Sheila Penkert, and all of the OG gang, they were just amazing to work with. And then the summer came and it was my turn to be in the summer project and it was amazing. It was called The Land of Stuff. We had a director, Scott Johnson. He was from West Lothian in a drama company in Scotland. He came over, and Jim Daly, the late great Jim Daly. But it was devised, so there was no play as such that we were performing. We had to create it ourselves. It was amazing. It was such it was a brilliant...
It was a work in progress, really.
Literally. And we had done mini shows during the years in Garter Lane, works in progress, but this was on a much grander scale. And just the friends you make, I was never a shy child or a teenager, but I was definitely not go on the radio once a week.
But that doesn't mean it's easy to enter a room full of people just because you're not shy. Yeah, it might be natural to mix either.
But it just, that confidence it gave me, and it just, I think it just really turned me into the extrovert person I am, because I am definitely, I get my energy from other people, and just that feeling when you walk out onto stage for the first time, it's either you'll know it's for you or not when you step out and you see that audience. It will do something funny to your insides, a good thing hopefully, and you will just use that energy and it will just project itself out. So as good as you were in your rehearsals and all of that, you just need that live audience just to get something back out of it. So You could see me. I'm literally buzzing for this. So, like, there's a whole host of events going on this weekend.
What a testimonial, can I just say right away?
I do have to ask, though, why are you not involved in what's happening this weekend?
Oh, do you know
what? I feel like you'd be the ideal candidate.
I know, and I had thought about it, and I was talking to Carla Kelly, Kaz Butler Kelly. She's very heavily involved. She's the real OG now. She's been in this for years. I only met her last week, and she was just telling me about it. I just looked at my schedule. I've just got too much on. Like, as you know, I have a very important wedding in Canada coming up next week and what have you. So I just did not have the time to do it.
And it is a commit.
Do you know what it is?
Because you want it to be good, you want it to be great.
I'm the person, if I can't give myself 100% to it, if I'm in any way distracted, I'm an all or nothing person. Mm. But they do have so much going on this weekend. So they've got, like, there's all different workshops in St. Patrick's Gateway, like, and you've got amazing people coming in. You've got Paul Bulger, he's going to be covering animation classes.
Great guy himself.
Paul, absolute legend. And these are all aimed at like 12 to 19. You know, some workshops will be from 14 to 19. A small cost for them. All the tickets are on Eventbrite. But you're going to have like our own Jamie Beamish. He's going to be doing, like, if you're looking to get into kind of headshots and kind of audition kind of pieces.
Brilliant.
You've got Coon Cusack. He's going to be doing Easy Zines. That's all kind of artwork and that kind of... another chap, Keith, I'm going to look at my notes because I want it. Yeah, Keith Dunphy, he's going to be covering some Shakespeare lessons, things like that, and we all know from like our English lessons in school. But the big one for me, this is what I would absolutely have loved to be involved with, is it's going to be like a 24-hour play. It's going to be theatre makers, actors, set designers, everyone, they're going to go in and create a brand new piece of theatre within 24 hours. That's going to be absolutely amazing. So that's going to be in Garter Lane, I think 7 to 9.30 on Saturday night. I've been told not 100% suitable for kids.
Okay.
So just a little disclaimer on that.
Things with you usually aren't anything.
I'm glad you explained all that, because initially when you said it's 24-hour play, I thought, oh my God,
that's a very long time. Is there toilet breaks?
Do you know what? That's actually the first thing that went through my head too. So maybe that's the reason I'm not getting involved. Like, if I don't have a solid 24 hours to dedicate to being on, come here, nobody wants to see me on stage for 24 solid hours. But
can we just have a moment as well for how important Grace is? She said, I wanted to be involved, but then I checked my schedule.
Yes, I need to go to the laundrette. But look, I want to wish everyone involved the best of luck this weekend.
Brilliant.
It's break a leg.
And best of luck to always. Yeah. Grace, listen,
thanks,
as always,
Grace.
Thank you
my
so
absolute
very much.
Pleasure.
Happy Friday
to
you.
Enjoy your coffee. More coffee.
Thank you so much.